Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me again on the air. You know, just texting and tweeting and just being, you know, a part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously, consider it. I don't play games with you. I don't just give you my point of view, because sometimes my point of view even differs from the point of view of the people I trust and bring on. I always feel, you know, I always feel like, you know, if I go against these guys, you're going to laugh at me. But they're not. I mean, Brad and I have had our moments where we disagree on how something should be approached, but he's an attorney. He's been at it. All right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air here, texting to me. Now, some of you, you're writing me little funnies, like, you know what, I'm out of my mind when I talk about some of these issues that are happening, but I've been talking about this for a while. Others have, too. And, you know, the Border Patrol has confirmed that they're seeing and have seen and continue to see a significant number of Syrians and Pakistanis pouring over the Arizona border. Now, why would that be? How would they get here? How come they're allowed to come in? It's against federal law. They should not be given anything that says, you know, there's a pass, here's a court date for 5 years from today, come on in, we'll help. No. Not at all. These are fighting age men. If you look at them, Many of them, they're not old people in walkers. They're not families dragging kids behind them. They are marching across the border. Take a look at them and see what they're doing. And now even the Border Patrol is like, hey, we got a problem here. You've got reporters going down there, finally opening their mouths, you know, some from the mainstream, saying, look at what's happening. This isn't cool. This isn't right. Right, I saw pictures today of a Border Patrol truck being used to transport the luggage of illegals. I mean, seriously, well, now our Border Patrol agents are what? Porters? Seriously? And they're coming in from northern Italy, northern India, Pakistan, Syria. Places that aren't really our friends. So why are we letting them in? What are we doing? This is not a human. Look, go back to the Joe Arpaio days. Let's get some of these refugee camps out in the middle of no man's land, okay? Ooh, how inhumane, Joe. No. What they're going to end up doing, some of these people, is what's going to be inhumane. The Border Patrol caught over 200 people that were on the FBI terror watch list. Okay? 200. So when you look at this and you say, oh, no, there's no problem. These are all, oh, God, this is humanitarian. We have, no, you don't have to. You don't have to be a humanitarian. You have to protect us. You protect our children. You keep the drugs from coming into this country. You do that first. Many of the illegals over the last couple of months. So some of you know, the way the law reads, the way it is, it's easy for them to get in if they're Mexican national trying to get in. That's fairly easy. When you start getting, they have to go through a country to get here. They're not supposed to be able to walk in. They're supposed to have to seek asylum the normal way. All right? Over the last couple of months, however, they've nailed people coming over from Syria, Yemen, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and more. Why are they letting them in? You're going to tell me that these young men can't stay home and fight for themselves? You're going to tell me they have to come here for work? I agree with Trump. Line up the planes. Line up the parachutes. Get them gone. This is a massive security risk. I mean a massive one. Other data confirms that between October of 2021 and October 2023, agents encountered over 6,000 Afghan nationals. Over 3,000 from Egypt. Almost 1,000 from Iran and 1,000 from Syria. I'm sorry. How'd they get here? And if you think that they're here, truly think that they're here because they're trying to get away or whatever it is, trying to get out of their situation, I don't believe it anymore. I'm done believing the government. I'm done. Hamas understands that it's got to present itself as the victor. And, well, apparently, I would believe the victor and the victim. They have to show how they won by fighting back. They're rebel fighters. They're all this stuff here, and they've won. It's not true. I mean, seriously. Look, guys, you've got to push back. You've got to fight back. Pastor Jerry Cook is going to join me here in a few minutes. I'm going to talk about the realities behind this war. Why? And yeah, I'm going to do this over the next couple of days, and we'll have a pastor on to discuss what's the difference. Is it a secular war? Is it a spiritual war? Can you stop it just by giving people land or what? No, you can't. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
You're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved. They don't help. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean, truly be involved in what's going on. I mean, and again, like I said to you, I don't have all the answers. I just happen to have a microphone. That doesn't mean I'm smart. It doesn't mean I got behind a microphone before you did. And I bring on the experts. I bring on the people who have a clue. Because really, seriously, people, you're out there saying things. You don't know what's true. You don't know what's real. especially my Christian brothers and sisters. You guys make me crazy sometimes because, look, there's a lot going on out there. There's a lot of information floating around. Make sure you have it right before you stick your foot in it. That way, when you're talking to somebody later on about a different topic, they know you have the truth. They know you're not just spewing stuff because you want to be heard, if you would. But you're spewing information because you really have information. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Pastor Jerry Cook joins me. He's a pastor in the North Los Angeles County area. And I thought I'd bring somebody who might be more of an expert on in spiritual things. When I say spiritual, obviously, I mean Christian things. You know, what's going on in Israel, really what the fight is truly all about. And Pastor Cook, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks, Joe. I really enjoyed that intro there. That seems new.
You like that?
I love that. It is an official designation of Joe Messina.
I like it. Yeah, that's my new title, by the way. We're going to be using that right here on in. Hey, I was going to, you're listening to all these quote-unquote experts talking about what's going on out there and how we have to deal with Israel, and this is not really, you give people a bit of a history lesson here. This is truly a spiritual battle. This isn't something that's just a fight over land. This is something that's been going on for thousands of years, long before some of our people have been aware. We even have Christians who don't believe that Israel should be, quote unquote, occupying that area. Why don't you give us your expertise?
Well, technically speaking, if somebody wanted to point to one good reason why the Bible is indeed the Word of God, I would say it's because of the geopolitical situation that is going on currently in Israel, as well as what has been going on with Israel for the last several thousands of years. In fact, I think it was during the reign of Queen Victoria, somebody challenged the Queen, I believe it was the Queen, and said, could you give me one proof for the Word of God? And she said, the Jew. And if there's anything we could point to in terms of a solution, or if the sufficiency of Scripture, it's the fact that God had his eye and his heart on the Jewish people way back in the book of Genesis. Of course, Israel doesn't become a nation until after the Exodus, in Exodus chapter 14, and crossing the Red Sea and officially getting into the Promised Land, which, of course, is the Promised Land as promised by God in the book of Exodus in terms of the land grant, is actually much bigger and much wider than what Israel currently occupies. Israel is currently in a piece of land that is about the size of New Jersey, the state of New Jersey.
Right. Yep.
And so technically they should have far more land if we go with the stats that are given both in the book of Exodus, Deuteronomy, and other places. But in terms of the struggle between the Palestinians, to use their phrase, and the modern Jew, it really goes back all the way to Jacob and Esau, the two brothers, starting in Genesis chapter 25. And really from the Esauites, you get the modern Arab, and from the descendants of Jacob, you get the modern Jew. And from Genesis 25, we have the prediction by God to Mom that inside of you are two sons who are two nations. And they're struggling with each other. They're already struggling with each other in the womb, Joe. So, therefore, that struggle continues thousands of years later, and it culminates in what we saw on Saturday morning.
Yeah, agreed. And again, that's why our people need to know history. They need to understand what the Bible says about these two groups. And you know, I am not a history buff in these areas, but even the Palestinian people, I mean, Palestine, that had something to do with the Roman Empire, did it not?
It did. It did. And the other thing that I keep hearing a lot of people saying, Joe, is, you know, a two-state solution is the only solution. Well, technically, if we want to talk about that, there's already been a two-state solution. Gaza was given to them, to the Palestinians. And we remember Bill Clinton and Arafat and all of that stuff.
Oh,
they
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
And so, really, they've been given the Gaza Strip, essentially. There's already been a two-state solution. The problem is they went in there, and many of them just destroyed much of the land. And all you have to do to contrast the Esauites, if we could be biblical here, with the descendants of Jacob, is just look at the contrast between the lands. One is very fruitful, one is not. One is very blessed economically and geopolitically and in other ways. The other is not.
Oh, even listen, with the billions and the billions of dollars that Iran and others give to Hamas and back there or support what it is that they want to do, they still can't feed their people. They still can't give them a decent life. They still can't make sure that they get good medical treatment. And the other thing is these people who think that they're going to be able to bring about peace, the problem here is you've got one group, the Israelis, who are willing to live in harmony, who are willing to live together, willing to, you know, give them their rights, if you would, their human rights. And you've got another group of people, the Palestinians, whose only thought process, whose only desire and want is to totally annihilate and remove Israel and the Jews off the face of the planet. Now, I'm not going to say that of all the Palestinian people. I will say that, of the regime and for those who support the regime. But you can't have peace when you have hate that goes that deep, can you?
It's impossible, Joe. This is why I've always believed that a two-state solution, as is usually codified within political circles, is usually never, it's not going to be successful. It's just not going to be successful. It's because of the fact that the Hamas and Hezbollah and others that are in the top echelon of the Palestinian Authority.
You got to hold that thought. Got to hold that thought because we got to go make some money. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more with the Pastor Jerry when we return.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have
USA News Update. President Biden is condemning the attack on Israel as an act of pure evil.
More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered in Israel, among them at least 14 American citizens killed.
The conflict began when the Palestinian group Hamas launched bombs on Israel over the weekend. The president affirmed that the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. Florida Governor DeSantis urging for tougher sanctions on Iran. He announced plans to propose legislation in the next session to target Hamas and restrict Iranian businesses in the state.
It's going to expand the prohibition on state investment in Iranian businesses to include the financial, construction, manufacturing, textile, technology, mining, metals, shipping, shipbuilding, and port sectors.
No winner in Powerball, so it rolls over Wednesday night to $1.7 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure.
Baby,
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you've spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. And you know what? You got to be engaged. You got to get informed. I'm watching some of these conversations on Facebook, and not that I expect brain surgeons to be up on Facebook, but you know, I'm watching some of these conversations. You guys claiming to be Christians, you need to get your act together. There's a thing called the Bible, okay? You need to open that book up and really learn what it has to say about Israel and so forth. Let me bring on the expert, because I'm going to end up chewing on my tongue and there'll be blood everywhere in a very short period of time. Pastor Jerry Cook joins me. He's a pastor from a church in Los Angeles County, California. And Pastor Jerry, thanks for joining me tonight. Always appreciate your time with me.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. So here we go. I love this stuff. You were just talking about Hezbollah and Hamas and the hate, and the reality behind the hate is spiritual. It's biblical. It's not something you're gonna fix by drawing new lines.
No, that's true, and it doesn't matter where the line is drawn. The Palestinian Authority is going to find that it's been drawn wrong. It doesn't matter if it's broad or if it's small. Because we've already had lines drawn, and they've already basically upended that agreement many times over. The other thing that I want to really quick mention, if I could, Joe, is if most people would read their Bible, especially Bible-believing Christians or those who would claim to be Bible-believing Christians, you can see how all of this goes back to the book of Genesis. In fact, Genesis chapter 12, how many Jewish disciples were there? There were 12. How many tribes were there in Israel? There were 12. So ironically, in Genesis chapter 12, we have God calling Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees. And in Genesis chapter 12, we have the Abrahamic covenant, where it states this: "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. That's one of the reasons, that particular promise there in the Abrahamic covenant is one of the reasons why America for the last 200 plus years has been, by and large, a blessed nation. Because many of our leaders on both sides of the political aisle have befriended Israel and have always been on Israel's side. And really the only time we saw a little bit of that hiccup towards Israel was unfortunately during the Obama administration. Even Bill Clinton was pretty much on Israel's side. Now, maybe he acquiesced here and there, but Obama, especially in his second term, where he messed with Israel's elections and really didn't put his full support behind Netanyahu. And now we're seeing it again in a kind of in a veiled way, because obviously Biden's been around for 1,000 years. And so obviously he's going to pay lip service. But those around him, his handlers, do not like Israel. And on top of all that, we have people in Congress like Ilhan Omar and Tlaib and others who are outright anti-Israel. And this is the first time in American history that we have that many congressional offices filled by people that are Palestinian sympathizers.
Listen, you have Jewish Democrats that are anti-Israel, if you would, you know, and don't understand that in the least. But, you know, again, to your point, we have always supported them. And I'm not so sure that many know why, but whatever. But we won't have peace in that region. Just like you said a minute ago, you're going to have moments of peace. Moments of, I mean, Trump came the closest. I know that a lot of people just dropped off when I used his name. But Trump came the closest with the Abrahamic Accord, which, again, basically, even if we got 5 years, 10 years of peace, that's better than what's been happening there. I can't imagine, can you imagine being in a restaurant, and I think people don't get this, being in a restaurant having dinner with your loved ones, and you're waiting to hear the sirens go off, or at any minute a car could drive down the street and set off a couple of bombs. We're not used to that in this country. We don't understand truly what that means, what it means to be safe. I mean, not to be safe, if you would.
No, you know, ironically, Joe, I'm calling you from Central California tonight. And I got the privilege to get out of town with my family today through this Friday. And we sat down today at around 1 o'clock at a beachside restaurant. We're looking out over, you know, the beach there. We're just outside of Cambria. And I just looked at my family and I says, here we are about to order a nice meal, looking at the beach, a nice 71-degree breeze. And in Israel, all hell has broke loose.
Literally.
And what a blessing.
Yeah.
To live in the United States. I mean, whether or not Biden is president or not, still what a blessing to live here. Whereas in Israel, peace is only temporary until it isn't peace anymore.
Yeah.
We've had long periods of peace here in the United States, long periods of peace. And when something happens like a 9/11, it rocks our world. But something like a 9/11 or akin to that is an everyday event for somebody in Israel.
Well, when you look at the percentages, frankly and honestly, of the people who you know, live in Israel and here in the country, this is akin to a Pearl Harbor and or a 9/11, because we were relaxed, we were at ease. They're relaxed, they were at ease, and the amount of people that they lost, based on how many people actually live there, is equivalent to 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people here, percentage wise for us. It's ridiculous. But you would never know this based on what the media is doing. And you and I were talking during the break. I said, even the Jewish community, I'm amazed at how many Jews don't care about what's happening in Israel.
Yeah.
Beyond me.
You know, it's unfortunate that our Jewish friends vote against their own best interests and self-interest. And they end up with a political party that, for the most part, might pay lip service to Israel, but down deep in their fiber, the majority of them loathe Israel and would much rather see the Palestinian Authority just have control over that whole area.
Amazing. It's like voting for your own executioner. You know,
it really is.
And
it really is.
The savagery, you know, these people who claim, talk about their eyes being blinded by Satan. These people who complain that the Jews are more savage than Hamas or Hezbollah, you have to sit back and say, really, who has caught the Jews cutting off the heads of babies? What does that do? Does your book, if your God tells you that's what you have to do, I don't know how you serve that God. I'm totally lost. Babies.
And again,
go ahead.
It goes beyond that question as well, considering that, you know, you have the Muslims on the Palestinian side saying that the Jews are their brothers because they all came from the Abrahamic religions. The problem is this. Those who represented Esau and the Esauites, they went and started worshiping what is called a moon god. You look at your history, there is a little bit of a connection there with modern-day Islam.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they have a crescent, ironically, on their flag. And so why is that? Because there's a connection there to the origins of Islam. And so I'm very clear. Islam is not the same God as the God of the Old Testament Jew. I'm not necessarily saying the God of the modern day Jew, but I'm definitely saying the God of the Jew of the Old Testament. They are two different gods. One is a false God. One is a made up God.
Right.
Let's just go ahead and make everybody mad. And then there's the God that created heaven and earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh, and not because he needed it. And so the fact is that distinction needs to be made because the religions are diametrically opposed. They're totally different.
Well, look, I tell people, I love people who say, you know, we're going to run out of time here in a second, but we serve the same God. I said, no, actually we don't. At the most rudimentary level, okay, you've got one God that has a son, one God that doesn't have a son still waiting for the Savior, and one God that Muhammad is his only prophet, end of discussion. Doesn't,
yeah.
Either God's got a really bad case of Alzheimer's, or no, we don't serve the same God. Look, I'll let you finish up on the other side of the break. You're sitting looking at the sunset. I'm sure you're having a good time. No wine, though, because I need to be clean when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more when we return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Mesidi, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way you do that is get informed, okay? And you don't sound like a Maroney. And I was talking about that earlier in the show where I said, look, even my Christian friends, and even some of my Jewish friends, you know, you don't know your own history. You don't know your own Bible. You don't know your own Torah, whatever. Study. Understand. Know what's going on. Unless, of course, you're one of those people who doesn't flee that the Bible really lays things out for you. You've already got it. You don't really need the Bible. In which case, I feel sorry for you. All right, Pastor Jerry Cook joins me. He's a pastor of a church in Los Angeles County, North Los Angeles County. I always appreciate his time with me. And, you know, Pastor Cook, again, it's thanks for being on with me. And, you know, if you got some closing remarks for people, you know, whether you're a Christian or a Jew, and the other thing is that it shouldn't matter what size of the political aisle you're on. If you're a professing Christian and you're spewing the line of your party that is not in line with God's word, you're wrong. You're just wrong.
Okay. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Joe. The Bible.
Can you tell my wife that? Would you call her and let her know? Okay.
I'll do that. Sorry. I'll do that another day, Joe. But no, you're right. The Bible has no distinction between political lines here. Whether you're a Republican that's wrong on this issue or a Democrat who's wrong on this issue, it doesn't matter. The Bible is right, and biblical Christianity reigns supreme. Furthermore, the Bible tells you to study. It says in the New Testament, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So the Bible is telling you, you need to study it, and it even tells you how to do it, which is rightly dividing the word of truth. And if we had enough pastors in America, or globally for that matter, who would just simply articulate those basic biblical truths from the pulpit bravely each Sunday, we would have a far greater and educated, biblically literate electorate than we do today. And I really do believe, Joe, and this could be a topic for another day, the pastors have just fallen prey to mealy-mouthed preaching, and unfortunately, this is where we are in the modern evangelical church today, where you've got this real split between the Palestinian side and the Israeli side.
Well, look, I've got several pastor friends around town, and I've talked to some of the more the younger, more upbeat churches. Whatever, I don't care what you want to call them, but the bottom line is they're telling me that they can't hold anybody for like 35 minutes. The younger people don't want to be preached at or talked to, or whatever you want to call it, for more than 35 minutes, you know. And then I'm reading articles in USA Today News and talking about how churches that are teaching the basic straight word of God are growing, where the churches that are more kind of, you know, upbeat with the music, upbeat with the message, pastors with torn jeans, those churches are not growing. They're either stale or you know, falling. So people want to hear the truth. As much as they may not like what they're hearing, they want to hear the truth, don't they?
I believe there is a niche group out there for churches that are more traditional. And let me just say one thing real quick, Joe. This is slightly off topic, but I think it'll kind of deviate back. I heard a lot of my Christian friends getting very upset when the Senate relaxed the standards for dress code and allowing our friend Fetterman or Uncle Fester to wear, you know, a pair of, you know, a hoodie and a pair of shorts. And I'm thinking to myself, why is it that some of my Christian friends expect a senator to have a certain level of stand, but yet the guy behind the pulpit wielding the sword of the Spirit has a less standard? I just find that odd.
Yeah. I tell my friends all the time, you wear suits to work. You mean you can't put on a pair of khakis, nice shoes, and even a pullover shirt to church? Really? I mean, that's too much to do. And you know, the look on their face is like, you know, well, you're not supposed to be judging. I'm not judging. I'm asking a question. If you go through all that trouble to do your best at work, why wouldn't you do your best for somebody who gave you their best? It's very confusing.
I'm an ambassador for Jesus Christ. And may I just say in closing about Israel, I believe that in the Abrahamic covenant, I believe that that covenant is still in effect today. And I believe that nations that bless Israel will, by and large, be blessed. That doesn't mean that there won't be war. That doesn't mean there won't be any famine. It just means that, by and large, in perpetuity, they'll be blessed. I believe America is a great beneficiary, having been a supporter of Israel for the last 230-plus years of our history. And once we start going down the road of the Rashida Tlaibs and the others, America will be no more. But let me also say, finally, there will be no peace until the Prince of Peace settles the score.
Spoken like a true pastor. Always appreciate your time with me. I didn't say I wasn't in agreement. I said spoken like a true pastor. It's a good way to close your comments up. Anyhow.
I appreciate you having me on, Joe.
What's that?
I appreciate you having me on, Joe. Appreciate you having me on, Joe.
Yeah. Is he there?
I'm there.
Technology is wonderful. And then, anyhow, Pastor Jerry Cook, I mean, always appreciate his time with me. And he's been on from time to time. Going to have another pastor on tomorrow night from a large church up here in North Los Angeles County. And I got to tell you, though, really, seriously, there's so much going on in the churches. There's so much that people really aren't aware of. So much ignorance in the churches going on right now. It is quite disheartening, frankly. Because, as you heard him say, we are supposed to study to show ourselves approved. We are supposed to study to make sure that we know. It's what I say to you, even about politics. Whether it's religion or politics, I know the two things you're not supposed to talk about. We bring them together all the time. When it comes to religion and politics, I mean, study. At least read, at least to understand. That is the best way to do it. Once you understand, once you even perceive you have an understanding, at least you got someplace to jump off of or jump off from. So when you know the history of these people, you kind of understand why they're still fighting, why they hate each other, and why you giving them more land or feeling sympathetic with them or whatever it is, it's going to fix nothing. Absolutely nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I get a couple of things here. I said, you know, some people don't want to get into religious conversations. It has nothing to do with politics or, you know, it's not real. I don't believe in it. It doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not. Every man-made decision, everything that came up to help Israel get along with everybody around them or vice versa, has not worked. So what else are you going to do? What could you possibly lose or send you backwards by using biblical principle to come up with a solution for this? You can't. You know, as Trump said, which was so true and so right, so real, you've been voting for them for 60 years, and look where it got you. Vote for me. Give me a chance. Well, I say the same thing. Right? You've been doing it the secular way. Why don't you go truly look at the Bible, see what it has for solutions? Britt Hume came out today and finally admitted, Britt Hume, and I always liked Britt. Very, very matter of fact, monotone voice, and always loved the way he put the news out there. But he came out today on Fox News, and he admitted that Trump's policies on the border and the Middle East were better than what we have now. You know, millions of Americans already realize this, but it's nice to hear someone at Fox say this. And I don't, you know what? I know that Hannity says that I have lost some respect for the man over the years. Sorry. Just amazing. Former President Donald Trump, or depending on how you look at it, maybe even current president, I don't know. He said, we'll reduce the Iranian economy, and we withdrew from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, impose the toughest ever sanctions on the regime. Joe Biden did it all. He did it all. He gave billions and billions of dollars to the world's top sponsor of terror. Basically putting Israel, the people of Israel, in the mouth of the lion. It's just amazing. Brett Baer asked Britt Hume, was he wrong? Now, this is what I love about Britt. Just comes out and he says he's not wrong. Whatever you think about Donald Trump, however you feel about him, this doesn't mean that the policies that he adopted on our border, in Israel's border, and the Middle East were not preferable to the mess we've got now. I mean, Tony Blinken doesn't even understand what's going on. This is out of Hume's mouth, by the way. Anyway, Double Senior Host, God bless, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thank you that somebody is, anyway. Always appreciate the time you spend with me, you know, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, watching online, whatever it is. We'll be back tomorrow night. Don't go far. A lot more tomorrow on the Double Senior Host.